from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Pendergast. All right,
top of the hour, we'll have more reactions to the Hall of Fame game last night. Maybe some overreactions. I've gotten a couple texts. I'm looking at the text page. There's a couple of what I think are overreactions to the Hall of Fame game. Keep in mind, this is a game of backups versus backups going on here. I don't think any final decisions were made for the roster based on last night. But there's a few people on the text page that may disagree. So we'll do that.
Give it to me.
At the top of the hour. We'll do it at 9 o'clock. I'll bounce these off you. We'll do that at the top of the hour. These studies are interesting, Seth. Who are the most popular male sports presenters, they call it, announcers. And you and I get these emails where you get these websites that base it on, this one in particular bases the popularity on Instagram followers, Google searches, and their net worth. And they come up with a score to determine who the most popular sportscasters are based on those three metrics.
I guess popular would be, I would have issues with the word popular, but they use the term most loved.
Most loved is what, yes, right.
Yeah, most loved.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man. I just, I would go like, you go to the history of like talk radio in general, for instance. I think like, go back to Rush Limbaugh. I think Rush Limbaugh had a lot of listeners who actually hated him. You know, like they would just, he was just so good at what he did that he would tweak them so well that they would, people who hated Rush Limbaugh he was listened to, but not necessarily the most loved by the sum total of the masses.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm looking at the top 10 right now. And you tell me if these people, these are the top 10, according to these metrics, most loved male sportscasters. Shaq is number one. And Shaq has more Instagram followers than the other 9 on this list put together. And I'm not exaggerating. He might have more combined, like double than all of them combined on here.
I'm going to use, as my gauge, since the term is most loved.
Most loved.
I'm going to think, and the average sports fan does, if they sit... If they sit in a quiet room and somebody mentions Shaq's name to them, do they smile? Or do they kind of have a pleasant feeling? I would say that jibes.
Yeah, I think most 100%.
People, I think most people just feel like, even if they don't like respect him or anything, like, that big goofy galoot. Yeah.
There's nothing to not like about Shaq. Like, he's not controversial. Like, he walks into like a Best Buy. I don't know how many people know these stories or seen these videos. Like, he'll walk into a Best Buy or some store and just buy computers for people. You know what I mean? Like, he's like a...
It's usually Walmart, actually.
Is it Walmart?
Wasn't it Walmart that he would...
I don't know. Whatever store it was. Yeah, but he would do that.
He was big on being a man of the people and, like, shopping at Walmart and everything. That's why he put out his shoes like he did, yeah.
He was one of the first athletes on Twitter back in, like, 2007, and it was, like, groundbreaking that Shaq would go on Twitter. This is when he was playing for the Suns. And he would say, hey, the first one to meet me at the corner of whatever and whatever in Phoenix, I got 4 tickets for you to tonight's game. And that was like a groundbreaking thing back then, like this Twitter thing, man. So Shaq, thumbs up. Number 2 on the list, with over 14 million Google searches, 4 million Instagram followers, and a net worth of $90 million, Draymond Green.
Ah, Draymond. a man who did just recently say that the NBA compensation setup is set up to not let you get rich. But because you have to pay taxes. He blamed the tax code.
No.
For
and you have to pay fines. So you get fined for things. Remember that? Like
he's basically the guy that gets fined more than anybody else was acting like everybody else was in the same boat that he was.
Yeah.
No, somebody else jumped in with the taxes part.
Yeah.
Like something that has nothing to do with the NBA. But with Draymond, I would put him in that same category of like Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh. Many people love them, but many people also hate them, but they all pay attention to them.
Right.
So I think Draymond's in that same spot. So I wouldn't say most loved.
No. And I think he skews more towards not being loved by a lot of the people Googling.
I think more people hate listen to Draymond than they do love listen to him.
Probably. Okay. Number three on this list, Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, that's the worst one of them all. I don't know how many people in general like
at all
on Earth love A-Rod, like genuinely and deeply.
Forget about the broadcasting, right?
Like maybe his children and maybe one or two. I don't know. I would say that's he might be the most popular in terms of followers and what have you, but I don't think he's genuinely loved by all that many sports
fans. No, it's almost like his broadcasting career, because I think he's a decent broadcaster. I don't think he's great. I think he's decent. It has kind of made people forget that, like, no athlete has been punished more for PEDs than Alex. Like, Alex Rodriguez got punked a couple times for PEDs.
And people didn't even, like, they didn't dislike him because of the PEDs. They disliked him just because he just seemed so phony.
He's
to
a disingenuous
like, that was his public
person.
Persona. It was just how, his public persona was just how phony he seemed. Whether he is or not, you know, that's up for debate, but that's how people perceived him.
Okay, so far.
But maybe it's changed now that he's on, now that as a broadcaster, he is pretty popular as a broadcaster, but I don't think he's loved.
Yeah, so far, of the three we've named so far, two of them don't really fit the most loved. Number four, it's an interesting one, Pat McAfee.
Yeah, that's probably true, like in terms of people that like Pat McAfee.
I like
Pat McAfee in doses. I can know, like, I really do. Like, I really respect, like, what he's built and how good he is at his style of what he's doing. But I do think he's got legions of people who love him.
Yeah.
There's something about going to ESPN, though, that might have affected the love of some of his hardcore original viewers on YouTube.
I remember when he was a garage band and now he's playing big arenas and he sold out to the man.
Right, and he's always...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Always talking up how, you know, they're not part of the establishment. And then he goes and joins the establishment.
Yeah. I don't think McAfee gets hired for some of the gigs that he gets without the companies he works for having some real data as to how well liked. I mean, he's a color commentator on Monday Night Raw on WWE, and he's on College Game Day on Saturdays.
He's a very embraceable personality. I think for some people, he's a bit much, but it's not like they think he's a jerk or something. Yeah. It's a little too much all the time. That's how I am with him. I can do it in doses.
Yeah, I'm the same. How Isaiah Thomas even wound up on this list, I don't even know. Is Isaiah Thomas a broadcaster right now? Is he on anything right now?
How does he have followers on any? Is he active on social media?
He's got 600. According to this, he's got 651,000 Instagram followers, 651K.
But there's got to be a boatload more sportscaster, a boatload of sportscasters with way more followers than he does.
Yeah, again, it's three metrics. It's Google searches, Instagram, and then net worth. He's got a net worth of nine figures.
The net worth, which again, the best loved part, like rarely does somebody's net worth make them beloved,
dude.
Other than like charismatic billionaires who are on social media a lot. But other than that, like when it comes to sports personalities, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say like, I love that guy. Have you seen how much money he made?
Right.
That's the reason I love him.
If anything, it's the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Number six, I think this one passes the smell test. And this is why I think I got this email sent to me by this outlet that does this, because the subject header to the email was Houston sportscaster among 10 most popular according to metrics. I thought it would be Jim Nantz that's in here. Michael Strahan, who is...
That's so weird to call him.
I know. He really doesn't associate himself with
Houston.
Yeah,
he went to school here, but it's not like he's... that's not his... He doesn't ever identify himself as Houston.
I think he's incredibly well liked, though. You know, like
That's for sure. Yeah. So I disagree with the Houston part.
Right.
But in terms of he's
most
not
loved.
Like Jim Nantz, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, in terms of loved, yeah, I think people really like him. And then he's a crossover hit because he's on Good Morning America, which is like that opens you up to just such a huge portion of America that
yes.
most sportscasters don't have.
Dude, he hosts the $25,000 pyramid on the Game Show Network. Also, like that's. It's Americana.
Sometimes when I see Strahan's success and all of that, I feel bad for Tiki Barber because Tiki was kind of his chosen, like that was his ordained path at one point.
He was being groomed for it. Yeah,
people thought he would be the guy that was on the morning show, like the morning coffee show.
Right,
and could do more than just sports and everything.
Yes, and Tiki's doing fine for himself. But
Strahan. But no, he's not been a failure or anything. But Strahan has gotten like I think what a lot of people predicted that Tiki would be.
Strahan is on Fox doing football, ABC doing Good Morning America, and the Game Show Network doing the Pyramid. He probably makes like $30 million a year. You know, like he probably makes
and
a
his
ton of
whole,
money.
And honestly, he's one of those people in television that there's just a certain likability quotient that I don't know. Like, I'm sure they've got it boiled down to a science now, but he just, on television, people just tend to like him.
Yes.
He's just got that kind of a personality. So it's just flat out likability.
I want to skip down to one here. I don't want to spend too much time because we've gone through six of them. Stephen A. Smith is seventh on this list. I want to skip down to eighth on this list because I think for the most part, this top 10, which includes Shannon Sharpe at nine and Paul Pierce at 10, I think for the most part, I look at them and I go, okay, there's a handful of these guys that truly are loved. Shaq, McAfee, I think, Strahan. I think Shannon Sharpe, his image has gone positive with his broadcast. I think people really like him, especially because he was sitting across from Skip Bayless for so many years, yelling at Skip Bayless.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, I think most people liked him because he was the foil to Skip Bayless.
Yeah. And similarly, or the not similarly, but the opposite side, Draymond, A-Rod, Isaiah, Stephen A., maybe Paul Pierce, I think fall to the hated side. The one that is in the middle for me, and I will admit that 95% of the reason I am putting him in the middle is because Brandy likes him.
Yeah.
Tony Romo.
Yeah, this is the...
Tony Romo loved.
The one thing that drives a wedge between me and my wife is Tony Romo.
And I don't mean to bring it up on the show, but this is where we are. Yeah.
It's not like it's her ex-boyfriend or anything like that that
Never
she won't stop
that.
Talking about. It's that she enjoys Tony Romo on the broadcasts, which drives me insane because he drives me insane on the broadcast.
So the question for you then is, do you think more people are Team Seth? Or more people are Team Brandy in this?
I think more people are Team Romo because I think most people that are watching don't necessarily pick up on, know about, or care about the insanely stupid things he says at times. And like Brandy, they feel like, it feels like I'm like watching football at a party with a fun guy. He just makes the environment, which, and to be clear, Brandy is a very astute sports watcher.
Yes.
I like insist that she watch Astros games with me because she always picks up on things or hears things on the broadcast or within the game itself because she's a coach, you know, like strategic stuff and everything that I might miss. That's what drives me especially insane about it. It's like, I'm like, Brandy, he knows nothing about these teams. You can tell he hasn't done a bit of homework on them.
Right.
He's saying the dumbest things out. How can you like him? I don't know. He's fun.
Yeah.
He's fun.
It's like your smartest friend just getting immersed in TikTok videos for 3 hours. Like, what are you doing over there? I'm just sitting here watching TikTok videos for 3 hours, 30 that seconds at a time.
I'm going to have to watch. Romo might be the guy I would least trust my wife to spend like an hour with away from me. You know, like George Clooney, anybody else like that. Yeah, go for it, Brandy. I don't know. Yeah, go skinny dipping. I know. I trust you. Romo, I'm not so sure.
Do you think Romo would even know that he had a shot, though? I feel like Romo, just like in terms of self-awareness of what's going on around him, like he's very flighty.
I wish I could throw out something irresponsible or something, but he's not. No, you probably, you know what? Now I have to admit that, too. Yeah, you could probably trust him with your wife.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd actually make a move on your wife.
I don't think so either. All right.
Which you can't say for a lot of super successful men.
No. Certainly none with the net worths that I'm looking at in this email.
The thing that drives them in many directions at times. Yes.
Indeed. There's a lot of things you can mad lib into that.
That's why, yeah, but Romo's just kind of stumbled his way into success throughout his entire career without actually putting a lot of effort into it. And that's why I would trust him with my wife.
Very Forrest Gumpian, no doubt about
that.
All right, let's overreact a little bit. We've got reactions for the Hall of Fame game last night. Who made favorable impressions? Are there position groups being decided based on this? I've got a few texts here that are in that overreact mode. We'll overreact to the Hall of Fame game coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.